Let's take a quick look back at the Mallow Fire that popped up on a windy afternoon a year ago and quickly burned to the top of Rapid City's M Hill.
It's probably around $170,000 to fight that fire. It lasted for 4.5 hours.
Lieutenant Tim Weaver is with the Rapid City Fire Department. He says the Mallow Fire occurred in a mountain bike park, relatively free of homes.
Primarily a grass fire. No structures were involved. No structures were threatened. No severe loss of infrastructure, and obviously no one was hurt, which is good.
Weaver says it could have been much, much worse. On this warm afternoon, he's standing on top of Carriage Hills Drive. It's one of Rapid City's higher-end neighborhoods. Huge, beautiful homes dot the steep slopes and pine-covered vistas. Weaver says if last year's Mallow Fire had started in the canyon below this neighborhood, it would have been a very different scenario.
If you take that fire activity, which is basically a grass fire, and put it on this hillside with the values at risk here, not only the lives of the residents, but firefighters' lives and just the property value alone, and that same fire on this hillside would have cost much, much more than $175,000.
Weaver points to something that is far more cost-effective than paying for a wildfire in a neighborhood like this that's clogged with trees. Workers use a chainsaw to thin the trees around one of the homes in Carriage Hills. Judy Allen is among the residents who live here. She and her husband are keeping their property in line with what's known as FireWise. It's a set of guidelines for homeowners who want a better chance of surviving a wildfire. While Allen is working to make her home as ready as it can be, she's had a hard time convincing all of her neighbors to do the same.
And obviously we live in the trees because we love the trees, but there's a difference between being proactive and keeping your trees safe and being so overrun with trees that they all burn and you end up in a moonscape. That's not what any of us want.
Allen notes that thinning trees around a handful of these homes isn't enough to save the whole neighborhood. She's lobbying her neighbors to reduce the kind of trees and grasses that can fuel catastrophic fires. Allen fears a worst-case scenario here, a fast-moving wildfire that forces a mass evacuation.
On our hill, where you have to get down, there's over 300 homes on one road that comes through here. And if you think that each one of those homes would probably try to pull two cars out of their driveway, and you have 600 cars going down the hill, and you have one home that didn't clear, and so it's flaming, and it's causing enough flame to cause the cars to stop, we're all going to be in a real predicament.
Fire managers say the scenario that Allen lays out is not far-fetched. They say in places like the Black Hills, wildfires are not a matter of if, but rather when. Look no further than last year's disaster in Colorado Springs, where the Waldo Canyon fire consumed nearly 350 homes in terrain very similar to West Rapid City. This year, officials like Darren Claybo are worried about what could be another difficult fire season ahead.
Spring and the summer this year and probably exacerbate some of the fire conditions that we already have.
Claybo is the state fire meteorologist for South Dakota. When a big wildland fire pops up, he's the meteorologist on scene. Claybo says indicators point to above normal temperatures and normal precipitation this spring. He says it won't likely be enough to break the drought.
We're so far behind in terms of precipitation over the past 12 months that it's really going to take a substantial period of above average precipitation and either average or cooler than average temperatures to really bring us back to where we need to be.
There are those homeowners who are heeding these warnings. On a warm fall afternoon, Jeffrey Bailey just finished shaking hands with U.S. Senator John Thune.
Hey guys, did you all get recruited and put to work here?
Yeah. Tanner.
Thune is standing in front of a large wood chipper parked in Bailey's driveway. A crew of workers are thinning the trees around Bailey's home. The senator is on a tour of this fire-prone neighborhood. Bailey takes a moment to stress to Senator Thune the importance of government programs that help landowners deal with reducing trees in places like this.
But I'll tell you, without the programs that help to make this happen today, we most likely would have elected and to pass on it, quite honestly. But the additional thing is it gave us a platform to go to our neighbors, and people are starting to recognize the importance. You've got to take the initiative, but it does, you know, a little bit of incentive goes an awful long way.
Bailey had his property cleared last fall, But fire managers stress it's not too late for homeowners to get ready for this fire season. Officials note it's not only the drought that could make this a difficult spring and summer. The budget sequestration out of Washington could leave fewer firefighting resources this year. Officials say this should be all the more reason for homeowners to prepare their own properties now. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.